Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the final verses of the 15th chapter of Acts, and we have a division that happens between the characters of Paul and Barnabas. And this split will favor Paul in the fact that the story follows him. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he wins the argument. I think, and I've been guilty of that in the past, of maybe saying, well, the Holy Spirit must have agreed with Paul because he follows his story. I think Paul is called and commissioned to take this message to the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit's going to follow his story, whether Barnabas goes with him or not. Plus, the author, Luke, is the follower of Paul, so he's certainly going to follow Paul's side of the story. But there's a division. Let's just read it, and then we'll comment. Verse 36 of Acts 15. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing." Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John, called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Now, Paul has an issue, apparently, with the fact that John left them and did not go on in ministry with them. He left them in Pamphylia. Now, if you want to reference that, which I think is good to do, go back to the 13th chapter. And in Acts 13:13, when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. So the departure must have been contentious for Paul. It ticked him off, in a way, that John abandoned him. Perhaps they had an argument. Perhaps John didn't feel like they were in the will of God. Perhaps John didn't want anything to do with ministry there. Perhaps John was sick or homesick or just tired. But for whatever reason, it ticked Paul off. And Paul didn't want a guy to go with him that had abandoned him. Now, if that were where the story ended, we wouldn't have much. And we could just say, well, you know, maybe Paul's right. But later in the book of Acts, Paul requests John Mark and gets him and takes him with him. So I don't think the change is on the part of John. I think the change is on the part of Paul. This reinforces something I've said on here before. I really think that Paul had an issue with acceptance. I think he badly wanted the acceptance of the apostles in Jerusalem. I think it's why he makes some of the decision he makes about the vow he'll take and about circumcising Timothy, in spite of the fact that those things go against his own preaching. I think he has an issue with acceptance, and I think this moment where he departs from John, I think he feels like John rejected him in Pamphylia and he didn't want anything to do with him. And he'll have to grow into a more mature person who has a self-confidence that is not built around what people think of him. And that will be a journey for Paul. And eventually he'll grow more and more into that. And I think we all want to grow more and more into that. And I think some of us need to grow into it and we don't even realize it. That's some of the things the Lord has been showing me in this journey I've been on over the last year, is how much I need to just receive him rather than the approval of men. And that is a tough, tough thing to do, especially when we're so egocentric, we're so self-centric. We'll move into the 16th chapter tomorrow. We'll see you then, God.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.